You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Marvel's Daredevil is a TV series based on the comic of the same name, which follows Matt Murdock, a lawyer blinded as a child, who uses his heightened senses and elite fighting skills to combat crime in New York's Hell's Kitchen. By day, he defends the innocent, while by night, he operates as a masked vigilante to dismantle the criminal underworld, primarily targeting the powerful Wilson Fisk. It ran on Netflix from 2015 to 2018, and after a Daredevil cameo in the movie Spider-Man: No Way Home, a new series called Daredevil Born Again premiered on Disney Plus in March 2025.
From black, a horizontal line appears in the center of the view, which widens and opens to reveal New York City at night. A searchlight sweeps over several buildings. Blurry circles of light superimpose the view, which pulls back and transitions into another location. The circles sharpen and give way to street lamps, shop lights, and car taillights near 10th Avenue and West 51st Street. Flashing red lights cast shadows on a wall, while elsewhere in the city, a cyclist rides down a street. A high view of two fire escapes tilts down and lands on a small sign hanging over a sidewalk. It reads, Nelson Murdock Page. Beneath it, Karen Page, Foggy Nelson, and Matt Murdock step out.
And now it's back for season two. Mayor Wilson Fisk crushes New York City underfoot as he hunts down public enemy number one, the Hell's Kitchen vigilante known as Daredevil. But beneath the horned mask, Matt Murdock will try to fight back from the shadows to tear down the Kingpin's corrupt empire and redeem his home. Resist, rebel, rebuild. I talked to Daredevil Born Again showrunner and writer Dario Scardapane and executive producer with Marvel, Sana Amanat, and asked did they consult with any blind or partially sighted people or organisations.
In our first season, we had a writer who is visually impaired, and second season, yeah. And we've tried to stick with and stick by an accurate as you can be in this world, an accurate portrayal of the challenges of that community.
And he went through all of our other scripts as yep. well, just gave us feedback as well.
And Sana, is accessibility, things like audio description, an important part of Daredevil Born Again?
Yeah, I mean, look, we are also very mindful of the fact that we want this to be as accessible as possible. So that absolutely is a part of our process. We also are thinking about, you know, this is a hyper version of his senses, but we are thinking about his senses and that experience and how it affects him and could potentially also overwhelm him and how we integrate that into the storytelling of who this character ultimately is.
And Charlie even won an award from AFB yeah. for his portrayal of a blind person.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he is. He takes it. I will say Charlie, he takes it very seriously. He has done a lot of research, a lot of training. He's the first one to tell us, like, if he did something wrong,
yeah.
you know, and very, very mindful of it, where his eyes are when he's performing, being mindful of the fact that he has to look a certain way, all of it. But then, of course, the trick of it is the fact that Matt Murdock, he might be blind.
But he can
but
see.
But he can see in a lot of ways.
That's the tricky
That's the
part
tricky
right
part.
There.
Yeah.
A logo, Marvel Television. In New York, Matt walks with Karen and Foggy.
A lot of time has passed. By the look of it, you've come up in the world.
I could say the same about you.
Fisk appears on screens in Times Square.
A mayor serves his city. I can see you're not entirely convinced.
Can you blame me?
Fisk brings his fists down.
I can't shake the feeling that you're gaming the system.
Why did you stop being a vigilante?
The line was crossed.
Daredevil's mask falls toward ambulances on a street below.
It's hard to come to terms with a violent nature.
A fight erupts in a subway station.
Hating the power it has over us.
Drops of blood land on a hardwood floor. Benjamin Poindexter wears an orange prison jumpsuit.
The city can't go unchecked.
Text appears. The devil's work is never done. At night, Matt strolls through a mob.
It's sometimes peace needs to be broken. And chaos must reign.
Frank Castle slams Matt against the locker.
Now, what can we expect in season two after, well, no spoilers, but Fisk's rise to power?
So the best way to put it is what you're seeing in season two is kind of the part two of season one, where in season one, Fisk has risen to power. We pick up in season two with the resistance to that power. And as Sun has said before, this is the fight. This is the fight for New York. This is the fight for Fisk to maintain power. And this is the fight for Daredevil and his resistance to topple that kingpin. So it's very large storytelling in season two. And we go on a, once the villain has become the mayor of New York City, there's only kind of one place to go. And I think what happens at the end of this season is inevitable, tragic, and a little bit surprising.
Mm-hmm. There's a corrupt man in power. He's got a task force. Is it strange that there's an almost parallel mirror to actual headlines?
It's very strange considering that these were written 18 months ago, yeah, and that the task force was developed almost 10 years ago, if not more.
Yeah.
It's chilling when you write something kind of based on, you know, the rise of an autocrat tends to follow a similar playbook. The rise of a mayor like Fisk would follow a similar playbook, you know, establish a militia, establish a scapegoated community, go out and mess with that community to drum up support, use incredibly rich donors and shake them down. All of these elements of the story weren't drawn from the headlines. They were drawn from history. And then the headlines started reflecting the history. Now, what's the lesson to take away from that? I'm not one to teach any lessons, but we should learn from the past or we are definitely doomed to repeat it, you know?
How excited were you to bring back to debut the Shadowlands suit on TV?
Oh
man.
So excited. I mean, it's the coolest one. And I think the interpretation of it is also really awesome. I mean, I think the fact that he spray painted it and the D is bleeding out from underneath, like it all like worked together. And it was a great combination of efforts between our biz dev departments, obviously the reference from the comics, Emily Gunshore and her costume department.
It was one of those times it all came together.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very, very happy with how that came together and how it plays out throughout the season.
I love how Charlie just felt so cool in it. Like, yeah, he walked out, he looked awesome.
He's all
and
like,
he just like, I, he was like, had so much swagger. Just like, it's one of his favorite suits too. So it was great to see him come
the
alive.
First day we saw that was like, yeah, oh, okay.
Looks cool.
Yeah.
Looks really cool.
Am I putting the hatchet down?
Frank swings the hatchet.
I was raised to believe in grace.
Matt knocks out a bank robber. A man puts on a white mask with black tiger stripes.
But I was also raised.
A door slides open for Matt, revealing a display of various Daredevil masks.
To believe in retribution.
Daredevil uses his club weapon like a whip. Flashes show more fights. A man breaks another man's arm. Matt screams. A title appears. Marvel Television, Daredevil Born Again.
And just finally, how do you keep up with what else is going on in the MCU?
I don't. I mean, I'll be as honest as I can be. I can barely keep up with what's going on in this show. The thing that's great about working with Marvel is you have so many people who are so deeply involved. We have Drew Reiber, who's like, yeah, the keeper of the flame.
Yeah.
So all of the scripts kind of go through a pipeline and let us know where we're at continuity-wise. Let us know what's going to happen. There are some secrets they tell me. There are some secrets they don't. I usually hear if the storyline is getting too close or too far away from the larger picture. But for most of it, I'm not as up to date as people inside the Marvel.
Yeah.
And you may be, you're privy to more secrets.
Yeah, I know more, but the secrets keep changing. So, you know what I mean? So we just constantly have to keep in touch and just make sure. But we have our own little playground here that we like to stick in because there's plenty of characters.
And they're kind of leaving us alone.
Yes, for the most part. For the most part.
Dario and Sana, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.